Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I thank you for this light that has dawned in my heart and in each one's heart, Father God. And I thank you for the understanding that comes so that we can just move more into this amazing love, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for just helping me put out this morning, this wonderful revelation that's burning in my heart, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 9, verse 18 to 21. So then, he has mercy on whom he will, and hardens whom he wills. You will say to me then, why does he still blame me for sinning? For who, including myself, has ever resisted his will and purpose? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers arrogantly back to God and dares to defy him? Will the thing which is formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does the potter not have the right over the clay to make from the same lump of clay one object for honorable use and something beautiful or distinctive, and another for common use, something ordinary or menial?
Hallelujah. Amen. This is the word of God. This portrays exactly what God has in mind. And he has in mind just the best. For God so loved the world, he made this world to be inhabited with godly, loving, obedient children. And then God sent his son so as to restore, to bring back his sons and daughters to him. So we've got a wonderful picture here of this is God's world, amen? And he made this is his house with all its beauty in creation. And we know what happened, deception, fallen angels, a devil and his angels, entered in and some were deceived. And so they brought darkness into this beautiful house that God created for himself and his children to fellowship and be obedient and rejoice together with him. And we saw that in Adam and Eve before the fall. But then the fall came. And the wonderful thing is God so loved the world that he sent his son. And his son came and he called and some followed. And when they followed, he told them, I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you see, he was in the presence of the Father and presence of the Spirit. And he was enjoying fellowship here on earth in heavenly places with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, and with the angels. And then he declared everything that the disciples need to hear, and we have also now read it. It's all declared in this wonderful book of life, the Bible. And after he declared it, he died, and that his death was because of the evil in the world, through the devil and through the rulers, and they crucified him. But in them crucifying him, the sin, God in the Father, the master of the house, his understanding was in that there, one brought sin into the world, one's going to take it out. So his crucifixion took away sin, dealt with the devil's deception, missing the mark. And then more than just dealing with sin, for one died for all, he also went down and he overcame the devil in Abram's bosom, in hell, and he preached. And who did he preach to? All these we've seen that set models that God had raised up to show what he likes and what he didn't like. The ones that missed the mark, he preached to them in hell, the Esau's, the Pharaoh's, all them. And then he also preached and said to those in Abram's bosom. Abram's bosom is the place of of waiting, place of faith. He also explained to them that perfection has now come. We now have come to bring all the goodness that was lost in the first Adam on earth. And you guys have been waiting and you've been longing, as it says in Hebrews 11, for the kingdom and for all the perfect goodness you've been waiting for, and you've been waiting for it now. But now, here I am, the King of Glory. I am the door into the God quality of life. And this was shared to both in Abram's bosom and in hell. And then the Bible says so clearly, he preached in such a way, okay, that we just gather he preached in such a way, because then the Bible said he led captivity captive. And where do we see this? In the sign, he says a wicked generation looks at the signs and the times at that. But there's another sign, and it's a sign of Jonah. And the sign of Jonah is that Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale. But then he went and he preached in such a way that the whole of Nineveh was saved. And we've got someone greater than Jonah now. We've got Jesus, the Lord, the King, the Savior, that preached to us, opens up the gospel to us. And then when we accept it and we believe it, we pass from death into life. We are the ones that then experience the Lord on a daily basis. And so we enter into all that heaven has in mind, blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. But we enter in as a babe, and then we start growing. And what is happening, and those that have seen this wonderful goodness that is here and have entered into it as the disciples did, as most of the disciples, it was just one that chose rather to go back to the ordinary, back to the common, back to looking for things, not looking to the Creator and staying with Him. And so these people still in this world that are saying, when is the sign of His coming? Everything is still, that remains the same. Now, who are those people? Those are the people that the Lord has not come to. Those are the people that have entered into the joy of the Lord. Because the ones that enter into the joy of the Lord are the ones that are truly saved and enjoying salvation. Saved is salvation, walking in the footsteps of Jesus together with Jesus. And for them, it's not every day is the same. And they still here to encourage and wake up the others that are in the common deceptions in the natural man, so as to be born again. Because in being born again, you enter into the joy of the Lord. You enter into all that has been made available and restored for us now in Christ Jesus, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. What is being a light in the darkness, a river that there's a shadow of a great rock in a weary land? It's been like our Savior. That's how our Savior walked here on earth and set captives free. And then we now walk in His footsteps together with Him. And so there's still time. We are now the beautiful objects, the new creations. Old things have passed away. Everything is new. And we're beholding the newness every day. And we're there to be lights. Yeah. And we are those lights now. So that's what it's about. But there's a time coming now, if the people that are saying the Son of God hasn't come and everything remains the same, they are missing out, because the Son of God has come and He's given us understanding to know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true. So there are objects of beauty here on this earth that see the beauty on a daily basis, and are transformed from glory to glory into the wonderful love plan that the Father and Son and all of heaven had for them from the very beginning. And then there is some that is carnal, natural, still staying out there in the dark. And they must either wake up or they're going to lose it all. Because at the end of the day, we belong to God. This earth belongs to God, and God is sorting out there who wants him, who wants heaven's blessings, who wants to come out, leave the world, follow Jesus, and be where he is. And then those that want that and serve Jesus in that way, the Bible says, and that the Father also honors them. And then the Father and the Son in John 14 also says, and they come and they live with us. Amen. So arise and shine and stay awake and stay in the light, because that's what it's all about. And when there's a time coming where people can't, you won't be able to enter into. So if you're not entering into this day of salvation, this goodness of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, you are in danger of staying on the outside and landing up not in hell. Hell and death get thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is what God has prepared for the devil and his angels, those that don't want his love, his leading, putting him first. He's a potter and we the clay. Those that don't want to be in submission to the amazing, perfect love that casts out all fear and brings us to be like our heavenly family, like our heavenly brother, walking in his footsteps, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. I